From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama Tuesday urged Cubans to look to the future with hope, casting his historic visit to the communist nation as a moment to bury the last remnants of the Cold War in the Americas.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind. It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
President Obama's address at Havana's Grand Theater opened a whirlwind final day on the island. He acknowledged the deep differences that persist, including on human rights and democracy. With Cuban President Raúl Castro looking on from a balcony, he called for citizens to be able to speak their minds without fear. The president was cheered enthusiastically when he reiterated his call for the U.S. Congress to lift the economic embargo on Cuba. Meanwhile, President Obama was briefed on the three explosions that rocked Brussels Tuesday morning, two at the airport and one at the metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital, with local media reporting at least 34 people dead and many others. U.S. President Barack Obama reacted to the blast in his speech in Havana.
The thoughts and the prayers of the American people are with the people of Belgium, and we stand in solidarity with them in condemning these outrageous attacks against innocent people. We will do whatever is necessary to support our friend and ally, Belgium, in bringing to justice those who are responsible.
This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency pulled out staff Tuesday from facilities on Lesbos and other Greek islands being used to detain refugees and migrants as an international deal with Turkey came under further strain. Greece began arresting everyone arriving in boats from Turkey after the agreement went into effect on Sunday. They are being held at European Union-supervised registration centers known as hotspots and what Greek government officials described as compulsory supervision. Under the deal, detained migrants and refugees will be sent back to Turkey, which in turn will receive additional EU financial aid and join an EU resettlement program for Syrians and others fleeing war. Russia has warned that it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. The U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is leading a second week of peace talks with Syria's warring sides. On Monday, he said he is concerned about any breakdown in the U.S.-Russian cooperation. A 16-year-old schoolgirl has been arrested in Australia on suspicion of financing the so-called Islamic State group. A 20-year-old man was also detained by counterterrorism police in Sydney. Phil Mercer reports.
The pair is accused of sending an unspecified amount of money to Islamic State militants. Australian police say the charges are serious and carry a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. The 20-year-old man had previously been arrested during the nation's largest counter-terrorism raids in September 2014. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne told a press conference that the schoolgirl had not been on the authorities' radar.
It is disturbing that we are continuing to see a trend of teenage children involved in activities that they should really not be involved in at all.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rights activists Tuesday hailed a landmark war crimes verdict that found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty for rampant sexual abuses by his troops, saying it could help stop rape as a weapon of war. The declaration circulated after a 2014 global summit in London warned that rape and sexual violence in armed conflict is one of the greatest, most persistent and most neglected injustices. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been nominated to become a member of President-elect Thein Jaw's cabinet. The Nobel laureate's name was on a list of proposed ministers announced Tuesday by the parliament speaker. Her name is next to four posts as a minister of the president's office, foreign affairs, energy and education. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.